I read a quote the other day, and it made me think. I was asking myself if it was true about us, and this morning answered that question for me. If you hear the signs of children, or the sounds of children laughing and giggling and crying and playing and men singing, you're in a healthy church. So we had all of that this morning. So amen. Thank you, Jesus. We are in part three of our trilogy on loving God and loving others. First week, I addressed the idea of loving God from the perspective of God created us to enjoy Him. Yes, to worship Him. Yes, to serve Him. Yes, to be obedient. And to enjoy Him. And we do that by being in right relationship with Him, by spending time with Him, and by exercising our unique gifts, and by praising Him. And then last week, Leanne did an amazing job talking about how we try to cultivate a culture of care here at Crossroads. And that means that we intentionally take the time to know each other and be known, and that we, if we need help, we ask for help, and that if somebody asks us for help, we're willing to serve them sacrificially. And today, I want to finish up that conversation by talking about what I'm calling a culture of invitation. Last week, Leanne left us with a quote. And the quote, you guys can see up on the board, it basically, it talks to us about the directionality of a life of faith. We look up to God for everything, for His forgiveness, for our identity, for our purpose, for destiny, for morality, all of it. And then we take what we receive from Him, and out of the overflow of that, we turn to one another for support and comfort and encouragement and challenge. And then out of the overflow of God's love and the camaraderie and the unity and the joy that comes from being together, we turn and we reach out to a world that's hurting and broken and lost. And the quote speaks to that action as the ability to communicate God's love for us. So does the way you treat other people, what does that tell other people about your relationship with Jesus? What does that tell them about the love that Jesus has for you? And that's what we're gonna look at, that kind of transition into this culture of care, into a culture of invitation. And the big idea that we're looking at today, Bruce, this is the last slide, so if it doesn't come up, is that invitation is the creation and the fulfillment of Jesus-centered community. Invitation is the creation, right? You have to invite people in for there to be a community, but it's also the fulfillment. When biblical community is doing everything that it's supposed to, it should naturally result in invitation. I want to share with you two quick verses. The first one is from the book of Acts. This is chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. And this speaks to how the very first church looked up, leaned in, and reached out. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many signs and wonders performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. They were founded and centered upon Jesus. They were with and for each other, and they welcomed everyone who came to them, everyone who the Lord brought to them. And the way the Lord brought people in was through miracles and signs and wonders and invitation. And we know that because the Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Thessalonians, and I'm going to quote this from the version that I memorized, but the part that I want you to focus on is, we loved you so much that we shared not only the gospel of God with you, but our lives as well, right? So that first church founded upon Jesus, and then They took care of each other. There were no needs because they took care of each other, and they reached out. They didn't just reach out with God's story. They reached out with their story. The intersection of your story and God's story is a really, really powerful thing. And sometimes that the story of that intersection is what somebody needs to hear to be drawn into a relationship with Jesus. It's an invitation that is required. So rather than make you guys listen to me blather on for another 20 minutes, I thought I would ask some friends to come up here who are here as a result of invitations that they received. So if you guys want to come up here now, that would be wonderful. You guys can give them a round of applause. Well, there's not awkward silence while they walk up here. So I'll just ask you guys to go down the line and really briefly and quickly introduce yourselves and who invited you to Crossroads.
Hi, I'm Joe. John and Rachel Safarian invited me to Crossroads.
I'm Jess. This is my husband. And John and Rachel invited us to church. Oh, you don't need
to. I'm also Jess. And Brittany Wang is our lovely worship leader, Ben's wife, Britt. Yeah, she's the one who invited me.
I'm Paul. This is my wife, Taylor. And this is Quinn. And we were invited by Ian and Tinica.
Great. Thanks, you guys. So the people who invited you, like, was there a relationship before the invite? And what was that? What was that like?
I guess I'll start.
Yeah, whoever...
So I actually worked at Side by Side with John before he left us.
Wait.
For John, a great reason.
John went to pastor a church in New York. That's why. And yes. Ian and Tinica, who invited the Ovinos, took a transfer move to Alabama. So Britt and Ben, you guys aren't allowed to go anywhere, right? Just because you invite, you don't invite somebody, then you leave. That's not how this works. But sorry, Jess, go ahead.
So we actually kind of formed a really cool relationship. He was my train buddy. He invited me on the train. And, I mean, that's really our relationship. We just became really close. We had a lot of similar beliefs. And it just kind of formed from there.
Yeah, so you guys worked together, rode the train together.
Yes.
And, okay.
Yes, spent a
All
lot
right.
of time in that.
Cool.
Yep.
Other Jess?
So Brittany and I had an experience which I felt was like, you know, one of those experiences where God truly brings you together. It was like a meant to be by God moment. We actually met at the playground. Both of our kids are the same age, and she actually noticed my Harry Potter shirt that I was wearing, and she, you know, she stepped out of her shell, and she was like, "Hey, cool shirt," and we got to talking and, you know, decided that we should get the kids together for play dates, and so we were play date buddies and developing our friendship, yeah.
Hi. So... A similar situation to Jess's, we met Tinica and Ian at a Chipotle, and we were looking for friends for our oldest son, Miles, who I think was maybe 2 at the time. Their son, Miko, is also the same age, and so we ended up getting together, having play dates, and they were just really cool people and fun to hang out with, and we were kind of looking for another church at the time, and Ian said that he was giving a sermon, so, and funny enough, he didn't want us to come, actually, when he was giving his sermon. He's like, can you pick another time? But
this is actually a testament to Ian, how smart he is. He got us here with reverse psychology. He told us not to come. He's like, well, now we're going to come.
So, did you guys, like, You and John, you saw each other every day, right?
Yes.
Were there invitations to other things before church? Or for any of you guys, same question.
I mean, well, for us, I mean, Brittany and I were, you know, consistently inviting each other to one another's houses with our children and to the playground, you know, to have play dates. So it was, you know, we were developing a motherhood bond with each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, similar season of life, little ones.
Yes.
Tired.
I mean, yeah, Ben and Zoe are literally 4 days apart from each other.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So right
yeah,
in
so,
the same boat.
Jess, you didn't. Jess's husband Sean and Zoe are in the. Their daughter Zoe's are in the kids program. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't even. You guys have been here how long?
2 years.
Okay, Jess, you guys have been here.
We just started coming.
6 weeks.
Yeah. Are you keeping track?
I don't know.
I honestly have not been keeping track. It's been a couple months now.
Okay.
At least, yeah.
And how about you guys?
Yeah, it's been about 6 years.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Thanks. So we heard what Ian's un-invitation or non-invitation was. Do you guys, Joe, Jess, do you guys remember what they said to you when they actually invited you to church?
So it was actually, I had reached out to John. So over the years that I've known him, I knew he was involved at Crossroads, and kind of just hit a point where I was just like lost with something, and I think
yeah,
Joe,
both of us equally,
yeah.
Yeah,
and I just kind of texted him, and I was like, I think I want to see what's going on at Crossroads, and he was like, well, I probably should have invited you in longer than that.
All right, so more
yeah.
including don't move away, right? Don't tell people not to come, like
yeah.
Ian did. And
he was like, well, I just never really... I didn't know that you had interest in it, really.
Yeah.
So we had a really like in-depth conversation. It was just a text, and then after, one day we were riding the train home, and he kind of was just like, "So what is it?" You know, and we, you know, had a nice long heart-to-heart about my reasoning behind
right.
it. I kind of explained, you know, why Joe and I kind of wanted to get into it, and yeah, we started right around Christmas time, which was like the perfect timing.
Yeah.
It was really nice, yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a really cool testament to the existing relationship, and that Jess was in a place where she could say to John, like, hey, what, you know, and that John, right, you don't have to have an eloquent sermon prepared to give to people. It was clear to Jess that John was active in his church, and it sounded like something attractive, something that, you know, maybe was worth checking. I'm not putting words in your mouth.
No,
but, you know,
that's
okay.
What it was,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So, you guys want to? Do you guys remember your first visits? You guys had started talking about your first visits to Crossroads.
I do. I believe it was the service before the actual Christmas service, but we were asked to draw a picture of like a profound experience we had with God. So I thought that was like super cool. It was the last thing I expected to do walking into a church I'd never been in. I was like, I'm used to like get up, sit down, and you know, this is a whole different ballgame. And I was like, this is really cool. So like my first like very initial experience was like, this is cool. And so you know, everyone had you know, their drawings, and some people wanted to share, some didn't. But it was like you could see like just like the way God works with people differently, and like where people's hearts are with Him, and where they're at with Him, you know, at certain times and certain memorable times. And that was just a really, really fun experience. I think it was like really, really welcoming. Everyone was really
yeah.
warm. It was cool.
Hey, Jess, do you have any thoughts you want to add to that? Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't.
Yeah, so I don't remember exactly the first day, but one of the first times we were there, we were writing on a chalkboard.
Frenchtown. Yep.
Yeah. And what we were thankful for. And again, same feeling as Joe. It was just very warm, and everyone was great. And same feeling as today. Just people are the same. Everyone's great.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor, did you want to add anything to that? Or you have any other recollections from your first visit?
I thought everything was just well organized. Operations just was
really?
Just on it. Yeah.
I had the same feeling. I was like, wow, oh my gosh, everything's so, which I'm very organized, so
well,
just really drawn
Leanne's
to that.
Leanne's got a vacation day today, but that's all Leanne. That's like,
yeah.
All right, so You guys have been great coming up here, sharing your stories. I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to add, to chime in.
Yeah, I mean, did you want me to talk about Brittany and inviting how we got? I mean, Brittany and I, you know, we were getting to know each other, and she had mentioned that Ben was the worship leader at church, and I was like, oh, that's really interesting, because I'm actually church shopping right now. I had decided to leave my church, and she was like, oh, well, you know, if you, you know, ever want to come by, Crossroads is an amazing community. And, you know, I had expressed to her that at my previous church that I had left, that there wasn't really anybody with kids that had, were Zoe's age. And I just, you know, I kind of felt, you know, like a lone wolf, like just lost at the church, even though it was such a lovely church. But she was like, yeah, there's children here, and if you want to ever want to come by. And then, you know, I was like, yeah, I'll think about it. And I was visiting with another church that my friend was going to at the time. I was experimenting with them. And then Brittany and I, and Ben, you were there too, right? We were all at the park, and then another, by grace of God, who's walking around the track at Twin Brooks? Tom and Gail. And they were like, hey, that's our pastor and his wife. And I was like, what? And we got to meet Tom and Gail, and I was like, wow, they're really amazing people. And I mean, Gail is just, I mean, you guys, anybody who's met her can just like feel the like niceness that just it just comes out of her. Like, you're just like, wow, she's just such a kind-hearted person. And then Zoe took to Tom so quickly, which is so unlike Zoe. She is usually very drawn to women. And the fact that she felt so comfortable with you, I was like, wow, this guy's got to be pretty cool if my kid is, you know, yeah, come play with me. I mean, she really was like inviting you all around and around. Yeah, so.
She wore me out.
And then, so, I'm sorry.
She wore me out.
Yeah, she'll do that. And then I do remember my, I had a little bit of time where I was, you know, kind of going back and forth, like, okay, all right, I'm going to go. And I finally came, and I actually started when you guys were doing the Unstuck series, which was super, super impactful for me, because I suffer with an autoimmune condition. And so that it affects that physical and emotional pain for me. And I was like, really? Really, God? Just like throw in all the signs.
That was your first Sunday, right? When Kate was talking about being stuck in physical
pain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was
almost like you're supposed to be here.
Yes, it definitely was a, like, God couldn't have screamed it any louder in my face without, you know, opening up the heavens and, like, full-on saying it. So, yeah.
Thank you, Jess.
Yeah.
Thanks. Do you guys, Taylor, Paul's around the corner, but do you guys have anything else you want to add about your experience of being invited? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to say thank you to everybody here, because normally when you go into something new, whether it's like a job or a school or any type of situation that's going to be a social situation, you have like nerves. Excuse me. But I would say, like, out of everything I've ever done in my life, that like kind of like correlates to that kind of experience. Coming here, that went right out the door day one. Like, I just felt really comfortable with everybody I met, and you guys couldn't be any more welcoming than you were and are now. So I just want to say thank you.
I'll say something else. So just briefly, but I had a pretty like rough road with my career in teaching, and looking back on everything right now, it is so clear that God's work was like in place, even in a moment that I like had no idea, starting 7 years ago and ending up at Side by Side clearly brought me here, and it's just like, that's a beautiful thing. So I'm very grateful for that.
Cool. Taylor, anything else?
It's similar as what Joe said. Just thank you. Thank you for inviting my family in, and it's been a pleasure being here.
Thank you guys so much. Give them a round of applause. You guys can sit down if you'd like. So the intersection of our story and God's story, right? The creation and the fulfillment of Jesus-centered community. if it were not for an invitation, I would not be standing here. I came to faith when I was at the end of my senior year in high school, and it was at the repeated insistence of my buddies, literally years of them saying, hey, come to youth group with us, come to youth group with us, come to youth group with us. And finally, one Sunday night, there were a group of exchange students from New Hampshire, very pretty girls, who were visiting some of those people, and they were going to the youth group. Okay, I'll go to youth group. And so I went, and we played a game, and it was like we were running around doing something, and I had a terrible potty mouth at that time, and like every other word, I was just dropping F-bombs, and it was like, I'm like, they're going to ask me not to come back. Like, but they actually invited me to come back. They didn't tell me not to come back. They invited me back. And then the adult leaders of this place invited me onto their back porches and into their living rooms. And one of them was a triathlete. She invited me to run with her. I couldn't really keep up, but I ran with her. And it literally changed the course of my life. So crossroads, me as an individual, you think about crossroads. I was looking for the picture. I could not find the picture. It is somewhere. There's a picture of a handwritten postcard that was an invitation to 16 people, to Rich and Heidi Joy's living room, to think about, to dream about doing church in a way that people would want to be invited to it. And that was a little over 30 years ago. And over the course of the next 30 years, God's work at Crossroads has extended and reached to hundreds, if not thousands, of people directly and indirectly, locally, around the country, around the world, all because of invitation. So we need to be, as our lovely panelists demonstrated, we need to be in relationship with people in order to extend a relationship, or extend an invitation, sorry. We need to be in relationship in order to extend an invitation. So who is in your life that you would like to invite into your life, into a relationship with Jesus, maybe to come to Crossroads? Do you know who that person is? Do you know who those people are in your life who might be far from Jesus, who need his grace and mercy and love and forgiveness? I've been better at doing this over various points of my life, but when I'm on point with this, I will every day pray, Jesus, give me an opportunity today to invite somebody, whether it's for coffee, to play golf, to come here, but just grant me that opportunity. Show me those people in my life that need you. So that's my challenge for you guys as we move forward into this year. And we're going to try to create some easy invite opportunities as we move into the spring and the summer and we're able to leave the inside and go outside again, and to make that a little bit easier. But I know it's, and you don't have to do it like anybody else, right? Britt pointed out a Harry Potter shirt. I'm not going to go up to somebody and start talking about a Harry Potter shirt. I will talk about golf with somebody, but probably not a Harry Potter shirt. However it is that God has wired you in the spheres of influence that he has placed you, that's where he wants you, and that's where your opportunity is, right where you are every day. So invitation, right, it creates and fulfills Jesus-centered community. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for Jess and Sean and Zoe, and thank you for Joe and Jess and Paul and Taylor and Miles and Jude and Quinn. Thank you for the people who invited them. God, I thank you for all the other people sitting in these seats who are here as a result of an invitation that they received. So God, would you put those people on our hearts and minds, those people around us who need your love and grace and mercy, who you want to see drawn in to your community of faith. God, grant us the opportunities to build relationships, to share you, to extend that invitation. Open our eyes wide, Jesus. Open our ears. Help us to be your hands and feet. Lord Jesus, we love you and we thank you. Amen.